Trump Campaign Launches Empowering Women for Trump Coalition. By Kyle Morris on July 16, 2019. More than 1,000 women gathered in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania Tuesday as President Donald Trump's re-election campaign launched the Women for Trump Coalition. The coalition, which was created in order to mobilize and empower women who support President Trump, is co-chaired by 7 women and an advisory board consisting of 30 women. "I'm thrilled to serve as co-chair on the Women for Trump Coalition," Deneen Borelli told Breitbart News's Kyle Morris. "The coalition is comprised of amazing women from all walks of life who love our country and want to ensure freedom, safety and economic prosperity today and for the future by re-electing President Trump." She added, "The coalition will play a vital role in recruiting women from around the country and empowering them with tools and information so they can participate in grassroots political activities in their own communities." Other co-chairs of the coalition include Attorney General Pam Bondi, Katrina Campins, Stacey Dash, Harmeet Dhillon, Dr. Gina Loudon, and Madison Gisiotto. The coalition launch on Tuesday featured several prominent speakers including Laura Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Mercedes Schlapp, Brad Parscale, Katrina Pearson, Kaylee McEnany, Pastor Paula Wright, and Spencer Baker. "Everyone is out to get him. They sure haven't made it easy for him or anyone in our family," Laura Trump said at the event. "It was not easy for him to give up his life. He gets bashed every single day. America will never be a socialist country," Kimberly Guilfoyle proclaimed. Guilfoyle also offered advice to the pro-Trump women gathered in Pennsylvania. She said, "As 2020 approaches, be tireless. Be fierce, and be empowered, because it's you ladies who will make the difference in keeping America great and delivering President Donald J. Trump 4 more years." RNC Chairwoman Rona McDaniel was also in attendance for the launch and shared her thoughts on the Republican Party's effort to treat women as the whole voter. "The difference between our party and the Democrats is we treat women as the whole voter," McDaniel said at the event. "Women care about health care, we care about education, we care about our military, we care about our economy, and yes, we do care about the unborn." McDaniel added, "With this group of women, if we have the bold conversations, tout the results of this administration, ignore the negativity of the media and share the truth about what is happening in our country, we will show the true power of Women for Trump and re-elect the president. Donald Trump doesn't see color. He doesn't see race. He doesn't see gender," Katrina Pearson told the crowd. "He just sees people that he loves." The coalition launch event touted the Trump administration's empowerment of women. An article shared to the official website for the GOP on Tuesday highlighted how the Trump economy is working for women. According to data compiled in the article, women's unemployment has been lower under President Trump than it's been in nearly 70 years, and women have benefited from the roaring jobs market, accounting for 56% of the jobs created since President Trump took office in 2017. The online announcement for the new coalition listed 6 key factors that have positively affected women under President Trump. Last month, women's unemployment fell to 3.6%, the lowest since 1969. Minority women's business ownership has grown by over 160% since 2007. During the president's first year in office, the number of American women in poverty fell by nearly 600,000. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act doubled the child tax credit to make child care more affordable. This president was the first to have a national paid family leave program in his budget proposal. His administration has provided over $200 million per year for technology education grants for women and minorities in STEM. According to the coalition's website, re-electing the president ensures greater economic opportunity for women, safer communities for our families, and common-sense healthcare policies for generations to come. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.